Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Liars Club. I'm Felicia Michaels.
And I'm Jessica Wellington.
I'm David C. Smalley.
And what we do here at the Liars Club is we have one of our comedy pals come on. We ask them to tell two stories. One is the truth, one is a lie. And then we try to figure out which one is the lie. It's a simple concept. We're no geniuses, but we do have fun at it. Would you please introduce our guest?
I would love to. Yeah, this guy's a big friend of mine. I'm still on his Instagram, so I'm not hot enough to be taken off. I'm a little disappointed in that, but that's okay. He doesn't like my stuff, so I think that's good. That's a good thing.
Good intro so far.
That's great. I like this guy a lot.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Well, if you knew his stand-up, then you would be on board.
Okay.
I am on board.
He recently got married.
She was referring to one of my jokes.
He recently got married, so he is taken off the market. I'm sorry, ladies. He was on Lights Out with David Spade. He's done a lot of stuff. He's Alone Together with Esther.
Yeah.
Zinsky. I said that right, didn't I?
Pavitsky.
Fuck. Okay. This is Mr. Benji Afalo.
Thank you. Thank you for that great introduction.
Don't hate me.
I don't hate you.
Okay.
Yeah. He's being very sweet. I think he's being very sincere. Yeah.
Sincerity doesn't read well on me.
Oh my God, I watched your set. I had to follow you the other night, and it was like you put the audience to fucking task, man. It's awesome.
Thank you. Sometimes it feels like I'm failing.
Failing up.
Sometimes it goes okay. Sometimes I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah, I think
so. So what's
normal.
With the hood? Like,
I don't need it.
Okay, I'm just curious.
I think it's like, I don't know if I'm full-blown autistic, but I do like hoods on.
Okay.
Like if I'm ever...
Well, if that helps you lie.
Wow.
Yeah. It could, yeah.
Oh, there
like
you
if
go.
I was playing poker right now, I'd probably be in the hood.
Maybe when he lies, his ears get red, and that's why he's covering up his head there. What was... You know how sometimes when
they get
lie
like,
and blush? Or
they get embarrassed,
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to be lying about probably like a murder or something for my my ears to start turning red, would be my guess. But in general, I'm not a good liar.
Really?
I'm a bad liar.
Did you
unless
lie a lot
that's
as
a really
kid?
Good lie.
Yeah.
No, not really. I couldn't lie. I was just a bad liar. And I just wouldn't get in. I wouldn't, Not a good liar.
You know what? I'm already calling bullshit. I think you're an amazing liar.
No, I'm not.
All right. Maybe you didn't lie, but you would hold information so tight against you that no one would know, right? What the truth was? Were you that kind of kid?
No, I think I was just like short and bad at sports and had Coke bottle glasses. I was probably more like defensive.
Okay.
And then if you start lying in that situation, it's like you can't do that. So, because then if people find out you're a liar when you're a kid, you're going to get made fun of maybe even more.
Oh, yeah.
So I think I more like embraced the truth of things and just was maybe like a dickhead little kid trying to.
Oh, I definitely could see that.
Yeah, I was a little bit of a dick.
Were you a big liar when you were a kid?
I don't think so.
Really? I told the biggest lie once when I was a kid. Yeah.
What were you going to tell us?
I told the teacher when my parents got divorced that my dad died.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, how old were you?
I was probably in third, fourth grade because I was so ashamed that my parents got divorced, right? And then I went to, you know, to go to the playground. And then when I came back after lunch, my dad was sitting there. And I was like, ooh. So I try not to lie.
Wow.
I
just want to see third grade Felicia freezing.
And so
like
now
she made those cartoon noises.
So now I've learned my lesson. Or I always tell my kids, you know, don't lie over stupid shit, right? Hold a lie in your pocket till you need it so people believe you.
Right.
My kids. Wow. I think that's good advice. Anyway.
Wow. Teach that manipulation. That's good.
That's right. So, Benji, you brought two stories. I know that you were saying earlier you're a little bit afraid that maybe you told one of the stories on one of our podcasts already.
Because I did this before, but you guys had like audio issues.
Yeah, that one didn't make the air, so I don't think it aired.
So, I don't know if you guys remember. I don't think you remember. You guys aren't going to remember
my story.
Well,
we'll see when you start telling it.
Who did you do it with? Do you remember?
I think JMS.
Yeah, Jessica Michelle.
Oh, Jessica.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It didn't work out.
Okay. That was pre-
But now you guys are legit.
Coming
together. On the walls.
Yeah, we have a monitor.
You got a host.
Yeah. We have a monitor.
We have pumpkins over here.
That's cool. Did they make that for you?
No.
No.
They made it for us. They think we're that cool.
You made it yourself?
Yes.
You have to hire an animator? Or is that like-
Yeah, we made some animations.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's cute. You guys look good there.
Yeah, we made old cartoons.
That's not me.
Okay.
Oh, that's not you?
No, I'm much shorter in person.
Yeah.
That's Michael.
Michael Evans, he's a comic from the Improv.
Is he usually in your position?
Sometimes, we trade off.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. And you didn't make it to the...
I was late.
For the animator?
Yeah, I didn't show up for the animator in time. Yeah. So they had no idea what I looked like.
He's
so.
Really good animator.
You had hair and a longer beard. I see it.
And grew a foot. Yeah, that'd be totally. And lost 90 pounds. Yeah, and I was much younger and more handsome. What are you doing right now? Okay. It looks nothing like me. Michael's a very beautiful man.
Let's move on to Benji's first story.
Okay. I was bit by a penguin.
Where?
On my hand.
But where were you?
Honolulu.
So it was a tropical penguin?
No, it was at a hotel that had like a penguin habitat.
I remember you saying this story, yeah.
You do?
I don't remember if it was a lie or not.
Oh, shit.
You shouldn't have told him that yet. Let him get in there.
But I don't remember if it was a lie. Well, what led to the bite?
We got drunk and we walked into their habitat.
Was it an outside habitat or inside habitat, right?
It could have been like in like a courtyard or something. It was kind of indoor.
So it was a hotel, right? You were at a hotel and they had a habitat at the hotel?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh. Oh, that's a fancy hotel. I've been to the Atlanta.
Very white trash to think that caged penguins are fancy. They're caging up birds that don't belong here.
What part of the country is where people are like, yeah, that's basic bitch stuff is penguin stuff. Where is that, like, you know what I'm saying?
Probably in Antarctica, you mean?
Yeah. But they have tropical, like in South Africa, they have a tropical penguin.
So maybe these were South African penguins.
Well, no, these were traditional black and white penguins.
Tuxedo penguins.
Yeah. Why are South African penguins not traditional penguins?
No.
No? What do they look like?
They have like spots and stuff.
They have different hairdos as well.
They have different hairdos. Jessica?
I know random animal facts. I love animals.
That's they look very different. True. Big hoop earrings. Yeah.
Random animal fact, polar bears have webbed feet.
Really?
Yeah, they swim.
To swim. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so you're in this habitat in Hawaii with, they were regular, normal, traditional penguins, and you can't remember if it was inside or outside, but probably outside,
maybe. I think it was like an indoor-outdoor vibe is sort of like how those Hawaiian hotels are.
Yeah.
Well, okay. And
like, it's not like you open a banquet room and the penguins are in there. You know what I mean? It's like you're walking around, there's indoor-outdoor, you know what I mean? It's like a resort.
So explain exactly how you broke into it.
It was...
How many people were there?
It was me and my friend. There were a bunch of us and two, me and my other friend, who we were the more rambunctious ones. You had to climb over some rocks, and we climbed into the penguin habitat.
What island in Hawaii?
Honolulu. It was,
Honolulu.
Do you remember the name of the hotel?
I think it was called like the Hilton Hawaiian Village or something like that. Something.
Yeah.
What were you doing in there when they actually bit you? Were you trying to pet them or feed them? Like, what were you doing?
We were just a little tipsy, and so we sort of walked in there, and I think most of them hid, and I think it was like, it must have been like the alpha male who came out, and my friend picked it up and immediately diarrheaed everywhere.
The bird?
The bird. Okay. I think it was some sort of defense mechanism.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a good defense mechanism, by the way, because if I was ever attacked or raped, I would just diarrhea all over myself.
Right. And then I went to pet it, and it bit me.
Yeah.
While he was holding it?
Yeah, he was holding it like this.
See, I remember because I got real excited when I went to Atlanta. I went to the Atlanta Zoo and I did the penguin experience. So they take you in the room and you get to meet this penguin one-on-one. And I remember I had this frilly thing on and the penguin kept wanting to get it. She was like, oh, you might want to take that
off. How old are you?
I was a comic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You went to a penguin zoo like a few years ago?
I
went to the Atlanta Aquarium. Yeah, I was there for shows or something, or either filming Clint Eastwood thing, and I went to the aquarium. That's what they're known for. And I did the otter experience, and I did the penguin experience.
Man. And
what a sad life. What club were you performing at?
No, I think I was...
You were shooting the mule, was that?
Oh, you were shooting a TV thing.
Yeah.
Okay, not a sad
movie. It was a movie.
A movie, yeah.
A movie.
With Clint Eastwood. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool then. That's not sad. Yeah. I was imagining more like Breaking Even at a Bananas comedy club or whatever. I know you do.
That is the life. That is the life.
Okay, I confess, one time I was working in San Diego and I went to SeaWorld and I pet the dolphins. I paid extra.
See, I want to do that.
I did that once too in Texas. Before I knew.
Yeah.
That was before I knew.
Yeah, I was in my 20s. Yeah.
I did the aquarium in Chicago. And that one was really nice. They had like beluga whales and stuff.
Yeah.
There used to be a club. I think it's in Canada. What's the big Edmonton that they have? Is that the one they have the big mall in Edmonton, Canada? And it used to be the biggest mall in the world. And they had a water thing inside the mall where they had dolphins. And I was like, God, I wonder if those dolphins know how fucking far away the ocean is. Like, could you imagine that? They're in some little pool. They eventually had to get rid of it. So you just do your act, and then you go out and you watch the dolphins, and you go back in. It was all indoors, yeah.
As a child, we once went to SeaWorld, and you know how they give you those, like, little paper trays that you usually put french fries in, but they're mm-hmm. full of, like, squids and stuff? I think it was a walrus. This sounds very blue, but I'm telling you it's the truth. And my brother's there as a witness. He remembers, too. So it's not just, this is another crazy animal story. The walrus would go on his back, take out his very large pinkish dick, and piss in its mouth so you would throw squids, like, as a trick.
He would pee in his own mouth?
Pee in his own mouth. And it was so large that the distance of the stream, I was a kid, it must have seemed larger and longer, but it was wild.
Wow.
Was it, like, kind of floppy, or it was just straight on hard to get right into that mouth?
It was, I don't think it was hard. It looked kind of, no.
Well, I got
it was
it.
Almost
I got
like
questions.
He's on his back, and then it's just, like, aiming it at his mouth.
But he's not using his flippers or anything to do it.
I think he was.
He might have had to hold it with the flippers.
I think he was. I don't remember. That I don't fully remember.
I think that's my favorite act out of all time from any comic. Just walrus flippers holding a
and
walrus.
If it was a walrus, it could have been like, what's the other one that's really big? A manatee? Are those the big ones? It could have been
a
manatee.
They're not going to be outside of the water. Okay, buddy?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
they don't climb out of the water.
They don't have long enough flippers. I just made that up. Anyway,
they are sea cows.
It could have been a manatee.
They're male sea cows.
They are sea. That's what a manatee is. Is a sea cow.
Okay.
So there's no way they got like feet.
Anyway, let me ask you some.
Biologists are listening to this, just horrified. I hope people Google things after this. That's all I'm saying.
It's so
just
sweet that you think the educated listen to our show.
Please fact check everything you're hearing.
So I do have questions. When you touched the penguin, what did it feel like? Did it feel like a regular bird?
I didn't touch
bird?
It. I mean, it bit me.
Oh, I thought you said you petted it.
I went to, and then it bit me.
Yeah.
Did you bleed?
I pulled back pretty quickly, but it broke some skin, but I wasn't like bleeding that bad or anything.
Uh-huh. Did your friend just drop it?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I think he just, no, yeah, he put it down. I don't think he like dropped the penguin.
How long did you stay in there after?
I think we got out because it was sort of like, we're not supposed to be in the penguin habitat. Like we were like.
But did you get caught or did you just on your own get out and there was no consequences?
I don't think there were consequences.
How old were you?
Maybe like 18, 19.
Yeah. I find it hard to believe that an 18-year-old boy would hold a big-ass penguin that had sudden diarrhea and bit his friends, and he would just gently put it down on the ground like, oh, my bad.
Maybe he doesn't want to have animal cruelty charges.
You wouldn't drop a penguin. I mean, he's a taller guy, so one sec.
Oh, bless you.
Kazoon tight. Kazoon tight.
You know, thank you. He must have been like 6 feet tall, so you just drop a tiny penguin like that? That's pretty cruel.
How tall are penguins?
How tall was this penguin?
Probably like, I don't know, a couple feet.
You got something you want to say about that, David?
Not yet.
There are smaller penguins, because that penguin that I had the experience with was pretty small.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But you said it tried to nibble on your clothes by your waist?
Yeah, because I had these fringe things.
So that's not really all that small. If it's standing on the ground and it's getting on your fringes.
Well, we were sitting down.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Most penguins are way bigger than you think they are.
Yeah, I think so, too.
He came up to, like knee height sitting down.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, in our brains, they're, like, this big. But
right.
Some of them are walking around. They're walking around, like, the size of five-year-olds, a lot of them.
Especially if it was the king penguin. It was king of the penguins.
Nah, they don't do that.
I think it's the emperor penguin that you're talking about. Okay. But we call him king penguin.
Suddenly, everyone has all this fucking penguin information.
Yeah. No, please fact check. Again, please.
Okay. Do you know penguins are monogamous?
Yes.
Isn't that cool? Yeah. And then the ladies go out and hunt while the men sit on the eggs.
Yeah.
They're monogamous, but not for, like, ever. They'll eventually It's not like they shack up with the same
penguin. They do until they die.
Wait, do you know about cheating
penguins? I think just for their like a certain amount of breeding cycles, I don't think they stay together forever.
Well, we'll have to find out after the show. I'll bet on that.
Yeah, no, I don't think they stay together forever.
They do, and some are gay.
That I believe.
They're all gay penguins.
I read that before weirdly too. Yeah.
Well, there was a really popular couple at a certain zoo, and there were people mad about it.
They would put
one of the male penguins with females, and he kept attacking them.
Yeah.
So they put him with another male, and they even gave him a little fake egg to take care of, and they were like a little family. It was amazing.
Aww. They pretend they're straight, then they have the baby with a female penguin, and they're like, "All right, bitch, get out of here, Kyle's moving in."
Exactly.
Kyle's moving in.
Well, do you want to do the second story? Or do you have more questions?
Do you have any more questions?
I do have a couple more questions.
Okay.
It's okay. So did your other friends see you go in?
We went in together. Me and my friend went in together.
But you were with a group.
No, you said you were with a bigger group.
I don't remember. I don't know if they did. Yeah, I don't know if they did.
How old do you have to be to drink in Hawaii?
21.
Okay.
Yeah, but if they were at a hotel, you'd drink in your hotel.
Yeah.
Don't give him an out. Yeah. Let him struggle with that. You're always helping them.
Any other questions?
I start
David?
Beating up on him and you're like, hey. Like, no, I'm good for now.
Okay. All right, so we're going to move on to your second story.
Okay. I made out with one of the Kardashian girls at summer camp.
Summer camp? Oh, yep. We got a lot of questions.
But I don't want to say which one.
What summer camp?
It's called Riverway Ranch Camp in Fresno.
Is it a Jewish
Fresno,
camp?
Though?
No.
Oh. They have a lot of Jewish summer camps I didn't know about until I moved to California. They always talk about them sending them off to Jewish camp.
Yes, I've been to Jewish camp, though, but this one wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of camp was it?
It was sort of like outdoorsy, and they had like a lake, and you could do water sports and go-kart. It was kind of like a spoiled kids camp.
Yeah.
So there was like go-karts and mini bikes and a lake.
Yeah.
Air-conditioned unit. Cabins and stuff.
And when you made out with the mystery Kardashian girl, did she have freckles?
No. I don't think so.
All right. And when you made out with the mystery Kardashian girl, was it just like, did you mack? Or, you know, were you like down? Or
no,
was it just
no.
Like...
I was like 12.
Oh, you were like 12?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I almost think I remember him telling this story too. Because, a lot of stories I'm remembering, I'm like, oh, yeah, I had a little boyfriend in camp. It was 4-H camp, not as fancy. We did have canoes. No AC.
4-H camp. 4-H camp.
But I think you might have done both of these before. Penguin, for sure you did. So how did you end up kissing her? Where were you at?
Yeah, give us the specifics.
It was just like a game. Like there was like a few boys and a few girls, and we like snuck off, and it wasn't really like a super romantic moment.
So what do you mean, like a game?
I think we were just like, all right, you have to kiss her, and like we kind of ran off for like 15 minutes while we were supposed to be doing an activity. So it was very like we're just trying to be bad, you know.
Uh huh. And when you kissed her, did you have to look up to kiss her or look down? Because one of them, they're kind of tall.
Yeah.
I don't remember her being tall.
Kim is not tall.
I think we were sitting like on the grass or something. I don't think it was like a standing thing.
Uh-huh.
Did you use tongue?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, was Kylie. That your first tongue
it's
kiss?
It's Kylie. I'm telling you, it's Kylie. No, I'm not really making that up.
No.
Wow.
Did you know, like, who she was at the time? Because they weren't really famous yet.
She was just like, they weren't famous.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, how many years before the show was this?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, he was 12. How old are you now?
I'm 39.
Okay. So, okay.
Yeah.
But they were probably friends with OJ.
Well, they would have been, were they Kardashians yet, or would it be Jenner at that time?
No, they were Kardashian. No, it would have been Jenner. Was it a Kardashian or was it a Jenner?
It was, yeah.
They were Kardashian at that time? The last name was Kardashian?
I think so. I don't know.
I don't know.
It was.
I don't know when it switched
or
whatever.
Yeah, I don't. Okay.
Yeah. Well, the.
Because I don't remember feeling like, usually when I was young at that age, I'd get nervous if it was like a famous person's kid, and I don't remember feeling that way.
Yeah.
So what? So how did that? How's that family structured? What wasn't? Isn't Kim's dad like a different guy who's an attorney? Was it Robert, well, no, I think?
Three,
Kardashian.
Yeah, the Kardashians are the son and then the three
and then
older
they,
sisters.
And then Chris and I think Robert got divorced.
And then she married,
Bruce Jenner.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't adopt.
No, those are his kids. Those two youngest girls are
the
his.
Two youngest are his. So,
yeah,
but
so
are
those
they
are actually Jenners?
They're not Kardashians. Okay.
They're not really true Kardashians.
But there were there were famous people's kids and like snotty kids at the camp. Like that was kind of the vibe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh.
So this is one of the older ones then. This is one of the older girls.
Yeah, so it must be Chloe.
Let me ask you this. And you don't have to, of course, but like once the show is over and all of this is settled and the mics are off and the cameras are off, will you tell us comics who it was?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, sure. But if this is the lie, he can make up whoever he wanted.
I know, Jessica. I'm just trying.
She's trying to lay a trap.
Yeah, I'm working,
Jessica,
over here.
Stop looking up animal facts and get some fucking... Open your eyes. Jesus.
Anyway. Right.
So any other questions about the Kardashian thing? Like, that's a lot of... What color was her hair?
Brown.
Okay. Anyway, so...
did you keep in contact with her after?
No, not really, no.
Where did you go to high school?
I went to Beverly High.
Oh...
That makes sense because that's where all the famous kids
No,
go.
Not really. They, most of the famous kids in LA go to like private schools or
did
the famous kids.
Yeah, but a lot of famous kids went to Beverly High. Lenny Kravitz went to Beverly High.
Well, I also picked up Zoe Kravitz on Uber X.
That was back then. I think my generation, like in my. Like, my class of Beverly High, there's not, like, a ton of famous people or anything.
Yeah.
Like, I might be one of the more famous people, and I'm not really famous at all.
You're pretty famous.
I'm doing okay, but I don't think there's that many, like, famous people from my era.
And is this something you tell a lot of people? Like, did you tell your wife this?
She knows.
Yeah, she knows, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you not allowed to follow the Kardashians?
I just don't, because it's not my thing.
Yeah, were you surprised when the Kardashians came on? Were you like, whoa?
Not really, because I think at the time there were so many reality shows that I was just like, oh, like, it kind of just seemed like a thing. And then, obviously they got big. But I don't really, like, it's not, like, my thing. And I think when I was younger and it was getting big, I kind of just resented the whole thing as being stupid. And obviously they're, like, knew what they were doing. Like, look where they are now. But
I'm sorry to... traumatize you with this question, but can you slowly go through how the kiss went down?
Oh, yes. As many visuals as possible.
Creepy.
I think it was towards the end of the summer session, like the session. I remember I did two-week things. So it was the end of the first two-week thing. And then because it was like this like final dinner night thing, they were, like, doing more activities. It was, like, a goodbye dinner opposed to your usual summer camp dinner. Uh-huh. So then a few of us, like, because there was more distractions and they were trying to make the dinner fun with activities, a few of us snuck off and then, like, me and two other boys and her and two other girls, like, they all made out. We all made out.
But no. But where did you sneak off to?
We just ran off.
But, like, where?
It was, like, the camp was a big sprawling grounds. So I don't really remember where we ran.
So just out in the open range outside Fresno?
No, there was like...
trees, like forest type
there's
stuff?
There's trees and cabins and like a lake and stuff. Like I don't remember exactly where we were, but...
Uh-huh.
But yeah, we just sort of ran off.
How long did the session last? How long did the makeout session?
Like how long were our lips locked?
No,
like,
yeah, the whole thing.
Well, he said it was just more of a casual kiss, right?
I don't know. I think we were probably gone like... 10 minutes or something, maybe 15 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And afterwards, were you able to give her eye contact, like, for the rest of the day or two that you guys shared camp together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it a good kiss?
It was just a kid kiss. I don't know. I don't really.
Was it your first kiss?
No.
No. See, that's why I asked, because I remember the first time a tongue went in my mouth. I was like, whoa, what's that?
Yeah. I think yes, my first kiss was in...
Okay. No.
Sixth grade, and that was the summer between sixth grade and seventh grade, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So I wasn't like, but I'd done it. I was ready to go.
Yeah. Did she stop it and then you guys ran off? Or were you like, oh, freaked out?
I think we were all freaked out that we were like, they were going to notice that we all ran off and our counselors would get mad at us.
So when you ran off with her, was the plan to go make out? Or you just wanted to get away and then you found yourself in this moment? Or was it like, we're going to do this?
No,
you'd been flirting before or what?
One of the boys was sort of like the gossipy, not like the gossipy boy, but he was the one who kind of knew who kind of had a crush on who, like kind of that kid, you know, that kid who knows who they can get to make out and has been asking you and all that. So he was sort of facilitating the group and was like, we can run off now, let's go. He was sort of like that guy, Raymond.
Raymond. Did you ever know Raymond after?
No.
No. Okay. Raymond. Okay.
Yeah. Everybody loves Raymond.
Mm. All right. So we have two stories. They're pretty good stories. Does anybody have any questions on that second story? I mean,
I still have thoughts about the first one, but we did move on. I don't, I'm good on the second one. Do you have any more questions on the second one?
I don't think so.
Tony, how about you?
No.
You know, no questions?
No questions.
All right.
I think we do a recap real quick.
Yes.
Okay. So, first of all, Benji was bit by a penguin in Honolulu. He got drunk at a hotel, staggered over some rocks into a habitat, and his friend went to pick it up. It had diarrhea, and then he tried to pet it, and it bit him. He said it was a couple of feet tall. So
that's not a couple
feet.
I know. That's what you did. You went like this when you said it.
That's a couple of feet, right?
Yeah, you said like, he did say
you
like that.
You seem awfully defensive right now. Are you okay?
Well, you know, I also didn't stagger over the rocks. I climbed over. I was drunk. I didn't stagger. I didn't climb
He's
over
very
some
defensive.
Rocks.
Okay.
So I have a question about that story since you did the recap. And the question is, so he held the bird up, your friend, it diarrheaed, and then you were like, you know what, after this bird diarrhea, I'm going to see if I can pet it.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, if you made it all the way into a penguin habitat, I would too.
Yeah.
You're going in there for that. I'm going to touch a penguin.
Did the diarrhea get on you guys?
I don't think so, no.
And that's how they poop, to be fair. They have to go in there and scrub those rocks. It's like bird poop.
That is believable.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think he got bird poop on him.
Yeah.
He could have, but I don't remember it being like a thing happening.
Right.
So I just can't imagine that you guys could just crawl over these rocks and get into this penguin.
Were they slick?
I could.
Yeah.
I don't remember, but I don't know. We climbed over some rocks.
He seems to have a much harder time remembering things that happened during the penguin story, but he knew a lot about the Kardashian kiss story.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of. He said he ran off.
I mean, he didn't even remember.
Seems like he runs off a lot.
He didn't even remember. He didn't even remember if there were consequences for going into the, that's, to me, that's when I made it my
mind. No, we didn't. Oh, for going into the penguin?
For going to the penguin thing. Because if you go in and get away with it, you definitely know you got away with it. And if you go in and get caught, you definitely remember, I had a punishment or I got caught
I
was almost tossed out. To say I don't remember if there were consequences, that was my red flag for that
story. I think what it is that we were all young and it was a group of friends and we were like 18, 19 staying at a resort in Honolulu. So like we were kind of always sort of in a little bit of trouble. I don't know if that specifically got us.
But not with families, just your friends.
I think because, like you mentioned, I don't remember exactly, but I remember like we also like threw some stuff off the balcony. There was like a Christmas display. I don't know. But we did some shit. So I don't remember when we got in trouble.
I believe that. I believe you did some shit.
How we got into trouble. I don't think I got into trouble for the penguin thing, though. No.
Okay.
But and I'm sorry to ask this again. You weren't with your families, just you guys, when you were 18, 19, flew to Hawaii?
There was a few of us who didn't have our families with us, and then I have some friends and their families go to Hawaii regularly, so like we kind of went with a couple, but we weren't with the families.
Are you close?
It was like spring break almost, but not, it was in the winter.
Are you close with your mom and dad?
I think a good amount.
Okay, I'm just wondering because they left you at camp and they left you in Honolulu, poor little Benji.
They did. I mean,
what's wrong with that? That's how you slowly put your children out into the world.
Yeah.
You try them out in different situations. They get
I think
trouble,
summer
they
camp
learn.
Was good for me. Yeah. I think it's important for a kid's development, probably.
Yeah.
I think I would have probably developed a lot worse if I didn't have summer camp.
Yeah. I mean, I was thrilled to be at summer camp.
Yeah.
I knew there wasn't going to be
Did
any
you go
abuse
to like,
or anything like that. It was nice.
Cheap summer camp. That's what I went to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was not.
I went to a summer camp where it was a really fancy summer camp, and then they would donate one week a year to all the poor kids because I grew up very poor. And so it was like me and 106 street kids from Denver. And there was this one girl, and we had to go fishing, and she was the only one that had the balls enough to kill the fish once she would catch them. And that was the worst mistake she made, because she just killed everyone's fish for that whole week.
Maybe she enjoyed it. Oh, maybe she,
yeah, maybe was she one of the poor kids?
Oh, we are all the poor kids, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So wait, they put all the poor kids together at the same time?
Well, it was, they donated it. It was through the church. So it was owned by the church. So they donated a week, a year to, you know, as a...
But you guys wouldn't mingle with the rich kids?
No, that was just poor kids. They wouldn't put poor kids with rich kids, please.
Oh my God.
They do it all the time. That's what charter schools do.
Oh, now? But now. That wasn't a thing.
So wait, what part of the year were the rich kids going, and then what week did they give you? They're like, you go to summer camp in December. You get a week.
For sure. Probably like the first week to get them all practiced up on us.
Oh, right. Yeah, they train the counselors with the poor kids. Yeah.
See, for me, you would have been one of the rich kids. Like, my mom let me pitch a tent in our trailer park and told me that was summer camping. Like, right. That's the closest I ever got. I literally got to stay overnight one time outside, and I thought that was summer camp.
Well, that would have been my experience.
You were the rich kid.
As a kid, I would always ask everyone for all the free programs. I was like a little hustler when I was a kid.
Okay, yeah. I wasn't that
smart. One time I hustled so many free turkeys at Christmas, we literally were giving them away to the neighborhood. I was a little hustler when I was a kid.
That's cool.
Oh, anyway. So let's...
I went to a day camp, and I was supposed to go like Mondays, Wednesdays, right? Uh-huh. On a Monday comes and they forget to pick me up, and I'm like sitting on my doorstep at 6 a.m. So like, oh, we're so sorry, we got confused.
Your mom and dad forgot to pick you up?
So then they're like, all right, Tuesday, Thursday, the bus driver will be there. You're now Tuesday, Thursday instead of Monday, Wednesday. Again, they forget to come get me. They don't come get me.
Your parents?
No, the bus driver.
Oh, the bus driver. Yeah.
I told my mom, I was like, I don't want to go to summer camp. It hurt my feelings. I was like six years old. And so my mom's like, okay. And then my mom tried to get our money back, and they wouldn't give us our money back. So my mom took the day camp to small claims court. And the judge ruled in her favor, and
yeah, because they left
back.
You.
Yeah, yeah. That's what the judge said. It was like, wow. You got this little kid sitting on the stairs crying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, wow. Yeah. All right.
Get okay. That to me makes the second story even more believable.
Why?
Because clearly he has a history of like going to camps and doing things. Like his family were doing things like that. Recap the second story. At 12 years old, Benji.
I didn't make you cry, did I, Benji?
No, my eyes water.
Okay.
He's just now realizing his childhood. He's like, wait a minute. There were like 11 times where they didn't pick me up. No. Benji made out with a Kardashian girl at a summer camp, Riverway Ranch Camp in Fresno. Mm-hmm. There were go-karts, mini bikes, AC cabins, and spoiled rich kids. It was at the end of the first 2 weeks. A few of them snuck off during a dinner thing and made out.
Did they have horses at that camp? Did you get to ride?
I don't remember.
You've rode probably, horses before, though,
probably.
Haven't you?
They had a lot of stuff. My guess is they had horses, yeah.
I mean, something being a ranch camp, I would think they kind of have to. It's like in the
I think they had horses. I don't remember, though.
Well, the thing about these two stories is they both could fall under the category of it happened to a friend of his, because both involved a group of friends acting outside the norm, what they were supposed to do, right? So it could be like, for sure, I think both stories happened, but for sure one didn't happen to Benji. And it's hard to decide like which one, because they're both kind of structurally the same story. What do you think?
I think you told that penguin shit before, and I don't know whether if it was a lie or not, and I can't fucking remember, and it's pissing me off.
I just can't imagine that some 18-year-old would hold a penguin who had diarrhea, and another 18-year-old, given that I have, you know, boys, would be like, let
me
pet
it. Yes, they totally would. That's the dumb shit they do.
No, not when someone has diarrhea. Then they're going to go fake gag in a corner. I fucking know these guys.
They're used to poop.
No, I don't think so. So that's be where I would think that was a lie. But then if the Kardashian one is the truth, then that means it has to be age-wise probably Khloe. You know? Not Courtney. She already turned 40.
Okay. But what does that tell us? Does that point in any direction of truth or lie, though?
Well, he's 39.
Yeah, so I'm saying Khloe's the youngest. Out of the Kardashians, not Kylie or Kendall. It's fucking frightening that I know more facts about the Kardashians
you
do about fucking penguins. That's fucking frightening.
Hey, I know a lot about penguins.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It's sick. What do you think?
So I think both stories happened to Benji. I think he did go to Honolulu. I do believe there was a penguin exhibit in there. I've been to hotels where there were like ducks or birds or like exhibits.
Flamingos.
So, yeah, yeah. So I get that. I think he did do stuff. He messed up some. He probably got drunk with his friends and did dumb shit. And I think there probably was an actual exhibit there, and they said stuff like, wouldn't it be cool if we climbed in there? Should we do that? But ultimately didn't. And the whole thing about climbing the rocks and the shitting penguin and it being bit is the actual lie. And I think everything about the Kardashian story is true.
I think the Kardashian story is true because I feel like that maybe you were starting to climb the rocks and you're like, fuck this. Because you're comic at heart. So you're either the first one leading or you're like, you guys are lame. Fuck that. And I think that's what it is. So I think the Kardashian story is true.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I did have a problem with you saying that the rocks weren't slick. Because they poop all over the place. It gets slick. But if it's at a fancy hotel, I could see them keeping it sparkling clean.
Well, and also, but they wouldn't be pooping on the rocks that he would be climbing over. Yeah. That would be the barrier. They wouldn't have access to that.
Yeah, what kind of barrier was it? It wasn't just the rocks, and that was it.
It was, I think so. That's
really?
How I got in, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? You're a good-looking guy. I think you could pull off making out with a Kardashian.
Oh, yeah. Especially he's dated 12. Beautiful women.
Yeah. And yeah, I could see it.
All right, so, Tony, what do you think? What's your thoughts? First story.
I'm
going to
say penguin is the truth. I'm going to say the Kardashian is a lie.
I'm going to say the penguin is the lie.
The only one thing I want to say that makes me doubt myself is that he did, at some point, I don't remember where it was, but he talked about being, what do you say, a short, nerdy kid with like bifocal glasses or something. He made himself sound really like dorky, and that's usually not the kid that does a whole lot of making out. You know what I mean? So that was the one thing but everything else leans the other way. So maybe he, by the time he was 12, he was more like this and less like the dork and was starting to come into his own.
You know that, I think I can say this now because they're both married, but he used to date Chelsea too, and she's a hottie.
Yeah.
You know, like he knows his way around women.
Yeah. I could see that.
Yeah, I think he has game.
I haven't seen his wife yet, but I'm sure she's a
He seems like
lady.
He has the ability to climb a tall glass of water.
Right.
Sure.
Okay.
He's the kind of short king us other kings look up to and go, that's the kind of guy I want to be when I grow up.
What about if that was like you just triggered him by calling him a short king? By
well,
the way,
the
my
thing.
Two children are short kings.
Well, because I'm also short. That's what I'm saying. You know, I just thought of this. Most of these comics are meeting me for the first time here. And they're like, I hate that guy.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
this
you're
is
fine.
This is their first interaction with
you're
me.
Good.
I'm going bullshit and roasting like.
No, you're good.
So, okay.
All right. So you're saying again.
I'm saying Kardashian lie.
Really? I'm saying Kardashian truth. Tony is saying Kardashian is the truth. And you are saying?
Kardashian true. Penguin's a lie.
All right. So, Benji, which story is the lie?
The Kardashian story is the lie.
I told you, bitches!
What?
I did go to a nice summer camp, but I did not make out with a Kardashian.
Right.
Wow.
I saw a Kardashian on a billboard on the drive over here.
Okay. Damn it!
You tricked me into revealing how much I fucking know about the Kardashians.
Yes, very.
And I did Google them to see if one of them would make sense, and you're right, it would have been Chloe in my head. I was like, oh yeah, we're more or less the same age, so that could be the
nice.
One. And then when you guys were like, will you tell us which one? I was like, yeah, I guess. Sure. And then I was like, if I wasn't lying, would I have just told them now? And I was like, no, stick to the thing of not wanting to tell them who.
See, that's why I kind of thought it was a truth too, because you were kind of protecting one of the names. You know what
but
I mean?
You know what? Why wouldn't think about
you guys
it? Why
put it up there for me
it,
to do that? You guys like, do you want to say the name? And I was like, no.
Oh, so you were thinking about saying it?
Yeah, you just gotta be like,
yeah,
who
you
was
guys
it?
Sort of gave it to me to sort of make it seem like I shouldn't say it, and I was like, oh yeah, you're right, I shouldn't.
When's the last lie that you told other than on this podcast today? Like, how long do you think it's been since you lied? Simple lie, deep lie, dark lie, any lie.
Do you really think somebody would be honest with that?
I don't lie, but I do think internally I'm a little I'm dark. I'm a dark person, and I'm very extreme in my mind. So I think I'm probably often lying about what I'm probably externally lying about my feelings and thoughts all the time. But I'm not like someone who like lies to appear cool, or I'd rather just do the truth. But
so like the last time someone said, how are you? And you went, fine.
Those
total
things.
Lie.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like, yeah, I have a lot of dark thoughts that I just know that aren't really useful for anyone. So I just keep them.
Next time someone says, how are you? Just say the truth and see if they can handle it.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I'm fine. I also just like, yeah, I just, yeah. I think I have my life philosophies, yeah, like a little dark. So it's better just to keep it to myself.
What's the biggest lie you ever told in your life that you've revealed, and it's not going to hurt anyone's feelings? But is there one lie that you told during your life, or you always fucking remember that? Like
can
mine,
I
told you that.
Really
yeah,
quick.
I do.
I don't want to say. I think your wife has lightened you up though, and you can see it in your stand-up.
Oh yeah.
Because now you talk about stuff that are actually a little bit. It's happier. It's happier material.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, maybe it's a lie, Jessica.
No, because I kind of was thinking lately, I was like, I'd like to be a little more positive because I just feel like I complain more about stuff.
Yeah, you do that, but...
But I'd like to, yeah, maybe find things that I'm not complaining about. But yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just okay at stand-up, so we'll get there. We'll get there.
You do pretty good, my friend. You do pretty
good. Very funny.
Thanks.
Lie.
Wow.
I'll tell you one. I'll tell you one. It's probably like high school summer time, and my dad had a friend who worked in the diamond business downtown in the diamond district, like around Hill and 6th Street over there. And he was really just being nice. Like he was like, oh, come work for me. And I'm like, okay. But really he would just like have me look at diamonds, teach me about diamonds. And I didn't really do much to help. And maybe every once in a while I'd run an errand for him. Mostly he was just like being a cool guy, giving me something to do during the summer while I was just a dumb kid. And I didn't know this, but I'm sitting at a desk. Let's say it's just like this. And there's like a button under the desk. And I'm like, oh, I wonder what that does. Press it. Yeah. Okay. Whatever. It called the police.
Because yeah.
Oh, all these diamond offices are rigged with like call the police buttons. But like no one warned me. No one said, don't hit that button. That button calls the police. So I'm just like hanging out, blah, blah, blah. Cops show up. And he was like, did you press the cop button? And I'm like, no. He's like, you didn't? And I'm like, no. Don't know what happened. And I just like never fessed up to him.
Sure, wow. There are cameras there. If it's a diamond place, they have
yeah,
cameras.
Right. Like, I'm sure he knew. He knows. I was so embarrassed.
Yeah.
That I never fessed up.
That's
to him.
A good one to lie to a cop.
I didn't lie to that. I don't know if I lied to the cop. I definitely lied to my dad's friend who was being nice and
yeah.
Wow. Now I wonder if he resents me for it still. I was very young.
You were young. I'm sure he knows.
That's kind of a sweet story, though. You know, sometimes people tell you what they lie about, and then you're like, oh, no, you shouldn't have brought. Like, remember when Andrew told the story about jerking off into someone's face cream?
Yeah, yeah.
And we were like, what the fuck?
What?
Yeah, that was so crazy. And we were like,
We hope this isn't true.
I know, it was so crazy.
Anyway. I will say the comedy store has taught me a lot about liars.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of liars here. And as I've gotten older, I've noticed that I have a lot of liars in my family, too. Like, people who just lie all the time. And, like, they do it. I don't think I come from, like they're not.
A lot of people, I don't get it when they lie about little dumb stuff. And you're like, why are you even lying about it? But they do.
Yeah, I think, yeah, there's liars in my family, and I've met a lot of liars here, and I've learned a lot about liars.
Yeah.
And how do you know they're lying? Do you actually find out they're lying, or is there a tick?
Here's the thing. I think my most important lesson that I learned here about liars is that if you are not a liar and you catch someone in a lie, you go, oh, they lied. But the truth is depending on the type of lie, you need to be cautious of ever trusting anything that person says.
Yeah.
Because you have to tip your cap to the liar. You have to say, I think of like an alley cat. Like an alley cat might be dumber than me technically, but it knows how to be an alley cat way better than any of us do.
Right.
So what I learned is, in a roundabout way, is some liars, you just, for your own safety, want to assume that they're lying all the time, maybe. Because I think it's the inclination of someone who isn't a liar to go, oh, they lie sometimes. Oh, I caught them in a lie. Weird. Now let's be best friends for the next 5 years. It's like, no. They're tricking you 98% of the time, and you caught them in a 2%. Don't think you caught they lie 2% of the time.
Right.
Right.
Think about all the things that you didn't catch.
Give the alley cat some credit. They know what they're doing. Every once in a while, they'll mess up, but assume that you're getting lied to lot more.
That famous Maya Angelou quote, she said, when people show you who they really are, believe them the first time.
Yep.
Right.
Right.
Don't just keep, letting them go with it.
Well, I have a lot of liars in my family. Like, my brother was a compulsive liar. He's passed since, so I can talk about it, but he was a compulsive liar. And And now I see things differently, where I think a lot of people lie because it's an impulsive, they have impulse mm-hmm. issue problems. And it's just easier to do that than, like, you know what I mean, worry about the trouble you're going to get into.
I mean, clearly I've lied, but I think my problem is being too honest sometimes with people up front, because then they're like, whoa. I'm like,
yeah.
Why don't you learn to lie like everybody else around here? Yeah,
that's true.
I think comedians often suffer of both of those things. Like, they'll lie just because they're liars. But then there's also the, like, hi, nice to meet you. I was molested 8 times. But it's like, hey, like, we're cool. Like,
there's no middle ground.
You don't need to, because they're all traumatized. They're like, if I don't tell everyone I was molested, they're going to use it against me later. Yeah. It's like, we just met. Relax. Like, we're all good. Like,
very true.
Thank you.
It's so very good.
But
it's
yeah,
so spot on.
That's another thing I've learned in stand-up, too, where it's like, you hold some stuff back. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. I love what we've learned today, the different lives we've had, because he's like, oh, yeah, I went to summer camp, rode some jet skis, and then I had a summer job, you know, at a diamond. Diamond mine, whatever.
You did go to Beverly Hills High School.
Meanwhile, I'm in a tent in a trailer park. Like, we grew up very different.
Yeah. I watched a 2-year-old for $10 a day for 12 hours.
Wow, that's a lot.
Damn. Anyway.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show
for
making it part of your day. We appreciate that you took time to come up with those stories. And where can people find you? What do you have coming up that you would like to share?
Not much. I mean, I'm on the internet.
Okay.
I'm on Instagram and Twitter.
Okay.
That's cool.
But I don't think I'm monetizing it anytime soon. So even if you appreciate me, don't feel obligated.
Jesus!
Wow. Strong sales pitch so far, babe.
I think I'm performing at a makeshift wrestling arena in an alley in San Diego sometime this year.
Very nice.
In an alley?
How'd you get that gig? Can I get that gig?
There's this guy, I forget his name, it's like Ready Freddy the Wrestler or something, but he has this venue he made where he does like back alley wrestling, but then on some nights he does comedy. And I did it a few months ago, and it was actually really fun.
Oh,
this sounds like a Jay Washington thing. Is Jay connected to it at all?
I don't think so. It's in Ocean Beach, and all the Ocean Beach people are such hippies. It's so funny. Literally, like, half the audience is carrying a chihuahua in their arms. It's, like, very funny, hippie, weird vibe. But
wrestling, comedy.
But I'll be there.
All right. That's all I have. Follow him all across the board at Benji Aflalo.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. I'm David C. Smalley on everything. DavidCSmalley.com, TikTok, Instagram, all that.
I'm at Jess Wellington, too, on everything. Please follow me.
Yeah, and do yourself a big favor and watch Jessica's other podcast called Convicts and Comedians.
Comedians and Convicts, Doing Time. She came up with the other part, and I had to do it. I had to put it up there.
What's that about?
Doing Time.
We sit down with people that have been to jail or prison and talk to them about their prison time or jail time. Have you ever been arrested?
Yeah.
Would you zoom in? You got to do it.
Maybe.
If you can talk about it. I
think I can, but I'm embarrassed.
Oh, that's the best.
Wait, hold on. Was it for climbing into a penguin habitat?
No.
Because that's already out there. You actually did that.
Yeah, I climbed into a penguin habitat.
And the penguin actually shit?
Yeah.
And then you were like, I like this shitty penguin, and reached out for it.
No, it's not like it shits and it's like everywhere now. It's not like it went down. Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Like, right. Pick up the penguin, and he's holding it like that, and kind of diarrheas real quick. Like a shower head, you know?
Yeah.
And then it's done shitting, and then I went to bed it.
Okay.
Yeah, but the smell didn't immediately... I mean, I don't know. I guess the whole thing...
They were pretty drunk. I think they were pretty drunk.
Yeah, it was... it's not like it takes like a giant German Shepherd shit. It was like a quick spray. It was like
was
you
it
said.
Really
it was like
it's like bird
small,
poop. Like you get on your window.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was more than that.
It's more, but that's what it's like. That's the consistency.
Yeah. I'd say it was about a cup of brown diarrhea.
Okay. Anyway, so...
Now we've got a recipe in mind. This is great.
But do watch Jessica on her podcast. David, why don't you tell a little bit about you? You have a nice podcast with your daughter. Why don't you?
Yeah, I do. It's called Daughter Issues. My daughter's 18, and we basically talk about our generation gap. So, like, I talk to her about things from the 90s and the 2000s, phone books and warming up TVs and things that she had no idea about, beepers, answering machines. And she looks at me like, you know, I'm from another planet.
Yeah.
And then she tries to teach me about Gen Z stuff. Usually it's like text slang. Like, I'm convinced they could have an entire conversation, and there's no way in hell I'd understand what's going on. And so we do that back and forth. It started from our TikToks kind of going viral over the same things. I would ambush her and pretend that we were in the 90s and we had a problem. I would run up to her and be like, a Windows XP failed. I got to reboot in safe mode. Have you seen my floppy? And her face is like, what are you talking about? And she would end it by going, floppy what? And I would just cut it and put it on TikTok, and it would go viral. And I saw a bunch of people commenting back and forth saying, I send all your videos to my kids. And the kids are going, I send all these to my mom and dad. And so I'm like, maybe we should do a podcast. So we're doing the podcast. It's called Daughter Issues. Look it up.
Right. And follow David on TikTok. You can follow me all across the board at Felicia Michaels. I will be in New York City on November 2nd at the Sony Hall with Joey Diaz. I'm very excited about that.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. And Jessica?
I already did mine, but thank you.
I'll be at the New York Comedy Club on October
8th. I forgot, it's my turn. Where are you going to be?
Yeah, yeah.
New York Comedy Club, October 8th at Amy Hawthorne's Club.
Wonderful.
And Riverway Ranch Camp does exist, and I did go there, but I didn't make out with a Kardashian.
You just had to get that off your chest. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good camp. It was a camp for spoiled kids.
Okay.
But I didn't make out with a Kardashian.
Okay. And you have been lied to.